that. Hang on here.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Sean?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sean. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Living the dream. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I'm going to join you in that dream. It sounds nice. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I would give her 5 stars if I could.
Oh, awesome. That's what I like to hear. She wanted me to jump on the line mainly because you're eligible for what's called a new in business credit when it comes to getting these first page placements on Google. Google tries to make it a little bit more affordable for the newer businesses to get going. So I'm going to go ahead and apply that. But did you have any questions about the listing or how the placement works?
Not really. She was pretty specific about it.
Okay. That's good. Tara's one of my better representatives, so usually that is the case.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, she could do pretty much everything on her own, but when it comes down to adjusting the pricing structures, that's where I have to get involved, just to make sure it's making sense.
Sure.
So have you done the search for plumbing or drain cleaning in the area before?
I've done a general kind of search. Usually it's like plumbers near me,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Right.
Which, I mean, is generally, they're dang close. If you search that up, I'm sure all the companies that I used to work for are definitely going to be up there.
Right now it's A1 Sewer and Drain, Atomic Plumbing and Drain, and All Day Plumbing. Those are the three.
There is a
Kellum, but they're doing Google Verified, so that's a little bit different. We could also offer that to you too, but it's not the most cost-efficient program, but it is highly effective with the leads that come in. I mean, they're handed off to you with the customer live pre-screened on the line.
100%, I got you.
Just gets a little pricey. So just under the map there is where we're talking about listing you. It's a Google Places placement. The major benefit to you in the call is that we even have a spot available. Usually when a business gets the first page placements, they usually hold on to them for long periods of time. So we basically have to wait for another spot to open up. And then once the spot opens up, that's what triggers us to go down what Google calls a qualified candidates list. So that's how we got your information. My representatives are actually going down that list this morning. We're just looking for one guy to fill that spot. Once we fill the position, we're going to close out the category. So nobody in that plumbing category for about a 40-mile radius around Virginia Beach. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So the reason you want to be there, 90% of the time when people search on Google, they usually pick from these guys right here on the first page. They usually don't go past it. Tara was telling me you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I am.
Yeah, you'll probably see them on that first page as well. If you go down a little bit further underneath the top recommended companies, it'll say probably like 10 best or something like that, top 10 plumbers in the area or drain cleaning companies in the area.
Yeah.
So ironically, they use Google, right? They're one of the largest investors in Google. When it comes to advertising, they do local SEO. And obviously, you know, they're just reselling those leads. So, you know, a lot of times those leads will go to like 3 or 4 other people. With this placement, we'd be listing you independently. So customers would be able to contact you right off the first page without you having to pay per lead or deal with the leads going to 3 or 4 other guys.
Gotcha. Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Right, right. I'm like, if you could see a value in getting the leads that are saturated, you know, imagine having your own listings where people can contact you directly. And she said you didn't have a website or anything yet?
No, not currently.
Okay. New in business credit. Okay. So I sent you a text message with a link to the pricing page. I'm also going to send over this general search just so that you know you're talking to the right people. I just kind of typed into the browser, like, is Local Splash a Google partner? You know, just so you know that you're actually talking to a Google partner, because they're the only ones that are actually going to be able to get you on the first page. when a spot opens up.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then there's also a pricing breakdown in there on the pricing page. So, you know, the packages, yeah, if you keep scrolling down, the first three include the Google Verified and Google Ads campaigns. So that's what I was telling you. They get a bit pricey. If you go down a little bit more, you'll see the ones that are like Platinum SEO packages, Local Bundle plus Facebook Ads. It'll have a Essential Pro and Platinum.
Yep, I see them right here.
Okay. So if you don't have a site, you would need like a pro or a platinum package. Those ones both have the custom website or optimized landing page included in the package. The platinum is the most popular for new businesses because it has everything from top to bottom as if you were starting the business from scratch. So a lot of times new business owners, you have to try 100 different things to find out specifically what works for you and your company. The platinum package covers all those bases. It gets you the Google listing, but also you're on the first page of Bing, Facebook advertising, the directory submission will put you on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Amazon Alexa results, the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones, has review monitoring, make sure you're getting positive reviews, and then you have your own account dashboard and app that you'll be able to access and keep track of all the leads and where they came from, all your clients, that way you're not losing track of anything or wondering what's coming from where. The issue, obviously, is the pricing with that one. It's usually $8.98 the first month and then $5.99 each month after that. However, because of your new in business credit, if you were to come on board with us today and secure that local listing on Google, I can actually reduce the rate down to just $2.99, which would be the essential package pricing structure. And then I could also put in a request to see if I can get them to waive the setup fee for you. That way we're basically including the website at no additional cost. Usually they want to use that $2.99 setup fee for like buying the domain name for the site and doing the client interview and keyword research and programming. We'd still do all those things, but I would put in that request if you're already doing Home Advisor by Angie's, because I know that that's not cheap. But I do.
Yeah, you definitely say that.
I do want to get your foot in the door, though. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service in the past, and they always tell me, you know, I wish you would have called us sooner, you know, or, you know, they wish they would have known that they could be listed independently on Google. So I feel like if I could get your foot in the door and you see the two side by side, it would kind of become a no-brainer. I'm sure you'd choose being listed independently, having your own site and everything versus going through a third-party reseller. So if I
could approve, would definitely be very, very nice. So
yeah.
With the local land or the optimized landing page,
uh-huh.
that would be an SMC website specifically, correct?
Correct, yes. So you
and
have,
I would get ownership of the website, or would that stay on y'all?
Well, the way I set up your package by waiving that $2.99, that goes towards usually buying the domain. Usually you would buy the domain outright. But because I waive those fees, we're going to buy the domain on your behalf. The only time you'd have to purchase the domain or the site would be if you canceled our service, but you wanted to keep it. So then they would charge
you
the transfer fee, which is what we get.
And then any,
like $1.99.
Any updates or anything like that, y'all would automatically do that?
Yeah. Hosting's a part of the service. So we're not just buying the domain and building it. We'll continue to host it. So any changes you make, especially if you called in and you said, hey, you know, I'm up there for drain cleaning, but I want there to be, I want to be up there for block drains, right? Or clog drains. Just as an example, you'll probably use both of those. We could switch it out through your account management team, but simultaneously make sure that the website, Facebook, all the other online listings match up with that change at the same time. So that is a part of the service, all the hosting.
I gotcha. I mean, you've pretty much gotten me sold. If you can get that $2.99 waived, I will most likely go with it today.
Okay. So let me do this. All right, new in business credit. And then also the new in business credit is going to lock you in. So it's not just like a promotional rate, Sean, where you're paying $2.99 today and then it's going to go back up to $5.99 in the future. You'll actually stay locked in at that rate. and we're going to send you that in writing with your service agreement. So as long as you're with us, you'll get that pricing structure. It won't go up or change on you.
Is that like at any point, or is it just?
It's indefinite. So as long as you're with us, it's
so
going to stay.
Year for year.
Yeah. As long as you're with us,
okay,
month in and month out, it's going to stay that way. It's not like a year contract or anything like that. We do ask for a new business or a new account like yours to commit to it for at least 3 months, but it is month to month. You can cancel at any time.
Gotcha, 100%. I mean, in general, it sounds like it could be cheaper than Angie's in the long run anyways.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm paying up to $50 to $60 per lead, so I mean,
oh, wow.
They're
yeah.
already getting pretty pricey.
Even Google Verified, like to get those leads directly from the source that they're getting them from, I don't think it's $50 or $60. I can actually pull those numbers for you now. Let me see.
Please, why not?
Yeah, I think what they're doing is they're, well, I know what they're doing, is they're putting themselves on Google. Then when they get the lead, they usually resell it. But the way they make their money is they'll send it to maybe three or four guys at a time. I don't know if they're making money immediately just off of selling it to one person, but it's possible. They might be selling it for more. Let me see here. So plumbing. Virginia.
Yeah, they had told me a whole bunch of stuff. To me, garbage, because they said originally the average lead is going to be about $29, which is, that's more than manageable, but when it's over double, and that
yeah.
is the average.
Yeah,
it's
that is
kind
pretty,
of a lie.
That's excessive. I mean, well, one, for them lying to you. Actually, it's not. So this is just plumbing. You're in the plumbing category. So it is telling us that the low end lead fees would be $47, and then the high end is $71.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but that's the plumber category. I mean, if you're just focusing on drain cleaning specifically, I'm sure a majority of your leads would be on that low end.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, because whenever I look on Angie's and I'm looking at a drain, like main line is backed up over in Chesapeake, $54.68 or something like that.
Yeah, see, with drain cleaning, those are usually going to be on the low end. When you're in the plumber category, you also got to take into consideration some of those leads are like new construction or they have to come down and lay down all the piping and everything for a new building. It's different kind of plumbing than what you're looking to achieve.
100%.
So, yeah.
Do know whenever I used to work for the other plumbing company, water heater calls were, I think up to $150.
Yeah, that's a big one too. Water heaters. There's a lot of different ones that go in there. But what happens is when a business owner like yourself, if you say, hey, I want to be Google verified, they have you go through this background check and then you do an interview as well. And then in the interview, you tell them like, hey, I don't do water heaters. I don't do this. I only want to focus on these kind of leads. So then they'll give you a more accurate estimate than what they're pulling there from the entire category of plumbers. You know, they'll probably tell you, yeah, you're going to look at like $47 to $50. Right. But we got to be, you know, transparent with you. That's what we get here is just saying it could range anywhere from 47 to 71 for your category. And then obviously they want to make sure, like, no felonies in the last 7 years, Virginia State contractor license with a class A, B, or C classifications. And then you also have to have a Virginia State tradesman license with a master plumber classification as well. So.
For doing like pipe repairs and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And then insurance requirements like $250K general liability. So if that's not something you want to jump into now, you don't have to do that. I'm just throwing that out there. Probably be something you'll want to upgrade to later once you get Home Advisor by Angie's off your books. But I do have approval to get you on this local listing at the $299 rate and then also waive the setup fees for you.
Well, you got me sold then.
All right.
I will go for that platinum package as you suggested before. Mm-hmm. And I can see it is your most popular option.
Yeah, for new businesses like yours, that's ideal because you get Google verified. You have to get Google verified just to even exist as a business on Google, right? So we verify you, we get that done, we do all the optimization so you're on the first page, and that makes you profitable and makes you an option to people who are searching for what you do. But then also like the website, and then like I said, Facebook and all the other online listings. So even if you left it later, you still have all those online listings, right? And then obviously if you purchase the domain, you still have the website too. So now you fully exist as an entity. It's kind of like a I'm here moment for a new business.
100%. And I'm pretty sure you did already explain this part, but when you were talking about getting verified earlier, you need a contractor's license and all that?
No. So that's for the Google Verified program. They also call it Google Guarantee. So if you wanted to be at like the very top of the screen where it says sponsored as well, not just like the local guys next to the map here, then you can do that program, but it's the pay-per-lead program. That's where they're going to do the background check and require all the licensing. For this one, it's a little less in-depth. They kind of just take our word for it. There is a basic form that you fill out, and they say if you have these things, then we want you to send them in.
100%. Okay. Now I'm locked in. I got it.
Okay. All right, so let me create your Google business profile. How do you want the name to appear on Google? Just SMC Drain Cleaning and More? Or Drain Clearing and More, excuse me?
Just SMC Drain Clearing and More. The first letter of all the other words is capital. The SMC is all capital.
Got it. Yeah, that's how I have it here. Capital SMC, capital D in Drain, capital C Clearing, and then the asterisk sign or and. Sign, and then the capital M on More.
Yep, that sounds perfect.
All right, got it. And then Google's going to verify your address, okay? You don't have to display your address, but what they do is they send you a PIN in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that PIN that we'll need from you just to verify your location, and you'll get a little red dot on the map there just to verify you're actually in Virginia Beach. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
It's going to be 953.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Maloney Drive.
Okay, got it. 23464.
Yes.
Okay. And do you want the address hidden or displayed, Sean?
Let's do hidden.
Okay. Let's go ahead and hide address.
Now, is this is going to be physical mail?
Yeah, that'll come in the actual mail. You can bypass it, too. There is a way where we could just do it digitally if that's how you prefer. They'll just text you a form, and then you could fill out the form. And then a lot of times if they need more information, it would be a video verification. So they would just ask you to, like, go to the mailbox, take a picture with, like, yourself in the mailbox. So that way they can say, hey, you're actually at the address.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's really easy.
About how long do you think it would take to get here?
Usually about 3 to 5 business days. That's what I was saying. We could always bypass it too. A lot of times they choose that option, or they'll submit both. Like they'll send it to you in the mail, and they'll send you the digital form to fill out if you want to bypass it. But we do have some older business owners that are not as tech savvy or not necessarily young. So we have to use the mail.
I gotcha. Yeah, I think I'll bypass it. I am a little tech savvy.
Okay. Yeah. We also have an app too. If you go to your app store, doesn't matter what kind of device you have, whether it's iPhone, Android, you can go in there and just type in our company name, Local Splash. It's got a navy blue and orange LS for the app. And when I set up your account, it's going to automatically send you your own username and password. You'll be able to log in and then access any documents from there as well.
Yeah, okay.
What's your last name, Sean?
Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
C-O-H-E-N, okay. And then what's your business email address? Because we are going to send a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. This will be a business expense for you, so you'll be able to write this off.
Gotcha. It's all going to be lowercase, S-E-A-N, C-O-H-E-N,
okay.
396.
396.
@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And confirm. Okay. And then they will put a tracking number on your listings. These are Google Voice numbers. So what it does is it'll actually display a separate number on your listing, but it's going to forward to your phone in real time, just as any other call. But what we have the business owner do is save the tracking number to their phone under the business name or maybe like potential lead. So that way you can separate like your leads and business calls from your personal calls on your device.
That sounds awesome because getting them jumbled up kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, also too, with being on the first page of Google, you have about a 90% conversion on the live calls. But we also noticed that if you miss those live calls, you also have like a 90% chance of losing it. So
that does make a lot of sense. They're moving on to the next guy just to make sure they can get it done.
Exactly. But if you do answer the phone when they call or when they're having that emergency, then, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's good to go. And you got a deal there. So we like making sure that you can separate the two and identify what's what right away.
Sure. So I don't know if you'll be able to give me this information.
Uh-huh.
But is there an average amount of calls that somebody's getting per day for a company kind of like mine?
Yeah, your company's a little bit smaller, but nevertheless, I mean, the guys that are on the first page capitalize on 90% of the traffic that happens on Google. Most people don't go past the first page when they're doing a search. So being that we're placing you on the first page, in the last 30 days, it's saying for just the clearing keyword, there was 1,812 searches. We list you for 15 keywords. So it's going to cast a net. You'll be able to hand select which ones you're going to be listed for during the client interview, but you'll get a lot of exposure. As far as an exact number, Google tells us to kind of stray away from that. They don't want me to tell you, hey, you're going to get 30 calls and then you get 20 and then you're like upset and it feels like maybe I lied to you to get you to use the service. So I do have to walk a fine line with that. They do record all our calls.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just so you know, like they record the whole call and everything's overseen. So there's certain things that I can't say. I can't guarantee you you're going to get a certain amount of customers from signing up.
Oh, 100%. I mean,
even if
it's
guys are getting calls
every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could, and like given a number like A1 sewer and drain, they've been doing it for a really long time. They got like 5,000 reviews on there. These guys are getting, you know, multiple calls a day. I mean, it's upwards in the 20s, right? But that doesn't mean that it would be the same situation for you or that you'd even want that kind of problem with the size of your business, right?
Yeah, just 20 calls a day might be too much.
It's way too much. Yeah, it's not designed for that. But it's not saying that this can't be a starting point to get you there one day, right? So we want to gradually grow it where it makes sense. And that's why I kind of was saying, hey, this package makes sense for you. And then this pricing structure should be ideal to work together long term, especially at this point. You know, you don't want to be shelling out $1,000, $2,000 a month right now with the size of your company. It just doesn't make sense.
100%.
Okay. So I have the profile created. How would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
It is going to be between 8 and 5.
8 and 5. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
It is Monday through Friday. I do emergencies on Saturday, and that is going to be between 11 and 4. That's like middle of the day, you're having a party. Oh, yeah. Crap. Our toilet's backed up.
I love that scenario. Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Sunday is the Lord's Day.
Okay. Amen. I got you there. So 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturday, emergency services available from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then Sunday closed.
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and save. All right. So I have your profile completely set up here. We are going to want to do a client interview. During the client interview is where they'll get like the domain name for your website. We want to get a general idea on how you want the website to look. We'll ask you to send in any photos and a logo if you have it so we could utilize that for the site as well as Facebook and some other things. They're also going to want to go over like your keywords and the area that you want to target or cover. So usually this call takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What do you think would be the best time for you?
Would it be able to happen tomorrow?
could.
If you have a
we prefer same day, but it, yeah, if you're busy, we could also do following day, but don't want to push it out much further than that.
Yeah, tomorrow would be perfectly fine. I'm just a little busy today.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, we're almost finished here. So I have tomorrow, we could do any time between 10 a.m. Eastern Standard to the last one of the day will be about 6:30 Eastern Standard.
I got you. Yeah, anywhere in between there is perfectly fine with me.
Okay, you want to take the 7 a.m.? Or excuse me, the 10 a.m.?
I was going to say, I was like 7.
Well, for the client
yeah,
energy
yeah,
agent, it will
fine.
Be 7 a.m. for them. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because they're right across from the Google headquarters, so you're getting that California agent there.
Heck yeah.
So 7 a.m. their time will be 10 a.m. your time, and then we'll go ahead and send you a calendar invite to the SeanCohen396@gmail.com, and I'm going to set up an automated text message reminder at about 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, just so you don't forget, okay?
That's 100%.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and save. All right, and that is set. Invite is coming. All right, now let me go back. All right, Sean, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle, how did you want to do that?
We are going to do a card. Let me grab that for you.
Okay.
Got that card for you whenever you are ready.
Okay, just to confirm, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
This is both.
Both, okay, good.
The card is going to be my personal card.
Okay, but it does say SMC Drain Clearing and More?
On the card?
Yeah.
No, this is a personal card.
Okay, that's why I asked. So I'm going to add the name to the invoice. I do that just to make sure that when you file, you can write it off. You want to make sure it looks obvious as a business expense. And then is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that Google's going to verify, the 953 yes. Daniel Maloney?
Yes, it is going to be the same location.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. It is 5538.
5538.
7900.
7900.
0176.
0176.
3552.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0227.
02 of 2027, and then 3-digit code on the back.
840.
840. Okay, let me go ahead and update. And then before I can authorize any transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This call, it's a recording that's going to outline the service agreement, and then we're also going to send this to you in writing as well, mainly because of the discounts that I applied. We want to make sure there's no discrepancies there now or ever in the future.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
SMC, Drain Clearing and More.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
It is Sean Michael Cohen, owner/operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel anything, but with the package that I'm putting you on, we should be covering all your bases. Like, you really shouldn't need anything else. But if you're going to add something, we want to avoid any like duplicates or you paying for something that we're already doing for you. So just double check if you're not sure.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. And then let me see here, where'd it go? Okay. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to our company. We will provide you with a security question so that you can verify that the calls are actually coming from Local Splash and not another company. So you have three options here for your security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do first pet.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Sam, S-A-M.
Reminds me of a golden retriever.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, beautiful. It's a perfect name for a golden retriever. All right.
The best one, too.
All right. Dave. Okay, boom. Security question, Sam. Validated. Okay, good. And then we'll go back here. You agree to be responsive to calls? Yes, yes, yes. Verification process. Okay. So as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives any required business documents in a timely manner if it is required in order to do business in your state. So it says these may include things like a business license, proof of insurance, any applications. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days of sign-up, so between now and the 12th of the month. Failure to provide the necessary documents within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. It is important to us that we get you up and running as fast as possible, especially that it is a month-to-month service agreement. It says, do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes, I will say, however, the license is expired and I'm waiting on the mail to come in so I can renew it.
Yeah, that's not a problem, actually. The point is that you ever had it. It's a different thing. Renewal is not a
gotcha.
Problem.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
But if you ever had it, even if it's outdated, you could still send the outdated information in.
Gotcha, okay, cool.
Yeah, we have that happen all the time. We have guys that, like, I still have the first guy I ever signed up with working with us. Is a roofing company in Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas. And I think his things expired like four times or five times already over that 13-year span. So,
gotcha. Yeah, every 31st.
Yeah, they don't lose their placement or anything like that. They'll just ask you to update it as soon as you can.
Gotcha, okay. Awesome.
Okay. And then it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 5th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a full platinum package bundle. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with this package, but still included the website at no additional cost. When the term is completed, this is a three-month verbal agreement, so the monthly payments are going to automatically renew on the fifth day of each month, but it's going to stay in this discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, so it's reoccurring automatically each month on the fifth day. Okay.
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The client support line is going to be the same as my line. I'm going to go ahead and text that to you. It's going to be attached to every text and email you get from us already, but I'll send my direct extension right now as well.
Gotcha. I will say TownBank did just send me a fraud alert, so it might not go through immediately. I just confirmed it.
Oh, that's odd because it went through.
Oh, yeah. Well, it might have been just because I have to text them yes for – stuff to go through. It usually just takes a couple minutes, but I'm surprised it went through immediately.
Yeah, we're Google partners, so we use the same merchant processing as Google. Usually they'll get it to go through, but maybe over a certain amount you might get that notification.
Yeah, I think it's anything over $100 or something like that.
Yeah, but definitely not fraud. I mean, if you look at stuff, I've been around for 21 years and right across the street from Google. That's kind of an odd way to put it.
Yeah, they're just super safe.
Yeah, that's the way to go. You know, I have a Schools First Credit Union, and it's like any transaction, which I love, because I always catch my wife like ordering stuff off Amazon. And I'm like, hey, what did you do? What is this? Okay, where was I? All right, yeah. So if you do cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 days before the next billing is due. So they asked for 3 days, but even if you called us on the 4th and you wanted to discontinue, it's like, okay, we're not holding you hostage. We part ways, but they do say 3 days just so that we're sure that it doesn't charge you and then have to reverse the transaction. It's a lot easier to stop it than to reverse it. Does that make sense?
That's
it. Okay. All right. So it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you should receive two welcome text messages. One will have a full outline of the agreement for you to sign off on. It's called the subscription terms. And the other one is going to have your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay, and it says, please confirm with business owner that they have received these messages. So, did you get those?
Yes, I do have them.
All right, perfect. So, your only homework for this evening, I guess, would be to go over the subscription terms, sign off on that when you're ready, and then I would download the app and log into it just to get familiar with it. If you have a logo or any photos that you'd like to send in, please send them to this email address that I'm texting you. It's just photos@localsplash.com. If you don't have a logo or photos, don't panic. We do have some generic photos that we could use until we actually get some clients coming in, and you can get those photos. Also, if you need help with the logo, we can do graphic design and develop the logo for you at no additional cost.
I got you. I do have a logo. I might need some pictures. We'll see.
Okay. Gotcha. So I'll notate that now. I'm basically just going to be filling out notes here for the next 20 minutes to make sure that they're prepared for your client interview tomorrow. I have you locked in for the client interview tomorrow at 10 a.m. As I mentioned earlier, it's going to send you a text message reminder at 9 a.m. just so you don't forget. If anything pops up or changes to where you can't make that appointment, you do have my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service, so don't hesitate to let us know. We could always reschedule it to your next earliest convenience.
100%. I hope that doesn't happen. It shouldn't.
You never know. Yeah, I know. Business owners, they get busy, you know, so we understand that, and we're here to help you guys, so we'll accommodate you in any way that we can to make sure the job gets done and we're bringing customers in for you.
Heck yeah.
All right, Sean. Well, again, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You're very welcome. If you need anything, like I said, don't hesitate to call. No questions or dumb questions. We want to make sure that, you know, our educated clients are usually the happiest ones, so we want to make sure you understand exactly what we're bringing to the table for you each month, okay?
For sure. If I have any questions, I will give you a call.
All right. Well, you have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10.
You as well. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.